on the DM's office. He's saying that I should advise you that the DM will only be able to join the meeting few minutes later, as he is currently concluding his address to the Empower Youth Workshop in Orange Farm.
Yeah, I got myself muted. Noltando.
Morning, Chair.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chair.
Okay. Now I was asking the members, welcome, honorable members. I think we should start the meeting and then from there come up with a way forward in terms of what we're going to do with this meeting going forward. Welcome the DDG, and welcome those who are in a meeting. Welcome, honorable members, for making your time to be in this meeting on time. This is a very important meeting. It's the presentation of the Department of Science and Innovation on their budget and annual performance plans. And that this meeting, this process is actually driven by the executive. They are the ones who are supposed to be presenting this to us and then asking the staff to make additions on the presentation that is made by the ministry. You have said earlier that there's an apology from the minister and the DG that they are on an international trip. We do accept that apology, but the DM will be in the meeting. So my suggestion is that we postpone the meet, we start this meeting after 5 minutes. That when we reopen the meeting, it will be the DM and making his opening remarks. And then from there, the department, and then we'll be taken through the APPs and the budget. Honorable members, I'm told Honorable Maleka is attending. This is a last meeting with the committee. Honorable Malik, are you in the meeting?
Yes, the person, I'm in the meeting.
This is your last day indeed.
Yes.
Okay, now let me thank you for having been, a driving force behind the performance of this team. Education, this. And you also worked as our whip in the party, whipping us into line so that we don't loafer, so we don't dodge meetings, and that we actually participate and do what is expected of us. And also thanks also for your patience. You've been very patient with some of us sometimes. Responding to your message is very late. But, you know, thank you very much. And whichever committee you are going to, they are a very lucky committee to have you as their member. No, thank you very much. Is there something that you would like to say before?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members, the staff. I just want to appreciate, Chairperson, the time that I was with the committee, but I'm happy because I'm still an alternate to this social cluster. But I will really miss you guys. We're working together as a family. We're supporting each other and hope that you will welcome Honorable Nkosi as same as me, because I was at home all the time. I want to say goodbye, but we are still going to meet in our plenaries.
Oh, baya danki. Honorable Nkosi?
She attended the one, the justice, that side where she's the last meeting to her, because I'm going that side, she's coming this side.
Okay. No, thanks. Honorable members, can we at least for now look at the agenda? I've already made my opening remarks so that we adopt the agenda, so that when the DM comes in, he'll just play his part and then the presentation will take place. Can you fly the agenda for us, Nolutan? Yeah. There's the agenda. Any mover for adoption of this agenda or any addition to this agenda? None. Any mover for adoption of the agenda?
Ndongeni.
Ndongeni moves. Any seconder?
Member Killian.
Yeah, Honorable Killian seconds. Thanks a lot. As we are waiting for the DM to play his part, can we look at the minutes of the last meeting so that we don't get these minutes to waste?
All right, Chair, I'm opening the minutes.
Come again. Yeah, other members, there are minutes of the meeting of the 18th of May. We have had this minutes for some days now. Are there any corrections of the minutes? Yeah, there are. That's last page. Any corrections? Any comments on the minutes? If there is none, is there any mover for adoption of this minute?
Member Gillian moves, Chairperson.
Honorable Gillian moves. Any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you. The minutes are seconded. And this will be the records of our meeting of the 18th of May. Is the DM in the meeting?
Not yet, Chair.
Chairperson.
And the message was that he's going to join us in how many minutes?
They didn't indicate, Chair. They just said in a few minutes.
Yeah, can we get them so that we know whether we close this meeting or we go forward with the meeting?
All right, Chair.
Let me... We cannot have this meeting without a member of the executive or at least the DM. The minister is not there.
All right, Chair, let me quickly check.
All right. Or we will take a 5 minutes break. Take a 5 minutes break and then we'll reconnect.
Recording in progress. Recording stopped.
Chair, I've just been informed by the PLO that the DM is still on the platform on the other side. But he alerted him that the meeting on this side is waiting for him.
Now, when is he going to connect?
He's saying as soon as he's done that side, I think by 20 past 10.
How many minutes is left before 20 past 10?
It's 2 minutes, sir.
Okay. Then 20 past 10, then we'll put the issue on the table for members to engage, whether we continue without him, without any office of the executive authority, because he's part of that as the deputy minister. And obviously he's possibly acting. That's why they said he'll be in the meeting, so we cannot continue without him. Mind you, this is not a meeting of the department. The department reports to the committee through the executive, so they cannot report directly to us.
Recording in progress.
So it's in these words that I'm saying we give him the time that he has asked us to give him, and then from there the committee will engage whether we continue with the meeting or not. I guess the other members are in the meeting, they are listening also.
Yes, Chairperson, we take note.
Honourable Christian, you were saying?
I say yes, Chairperson, we take note of what you've said.
Oh, no, sir. Honourable members, I think the time that the DM gave us has just expired. So what do we do? Waiting your guidance, we can ask the DDG in the absence of the DG to make the presentation and also make it in the absence of the DM. I think nothing stops us from continuing with this. So I'm awaiting your guidance on this one. A raise of hands will do. Oh, Honorable Ndongeni, your hand is up.
Thank you, sir. Morning. Since we are here, Chem, and we're waiting for DM not coming, I don't know whether DM is not important at this meeting, but we are here now. Can we continue with the meeting?
Okay, the suggestion from Gondongen that we continue without the DM. Honorable Gillian.
Chairperson, good morning, and good morning, honorable members and the department. Chairperson, from my side, I think let's continue with the meeting, but let the administration continue to make contact with the DM to find out whether he will join us, because it's no use continuing with a meeting and then there's no one from the executive in the meeting. But if he's delayed for some or other reason and he is going to join us, nothing stops us from continuing with the presentation. But unconditioned that the administration make contact with the DM to find out at what time he will join us and then inform us. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. You suggest that we continue with the meeting. Honorable Christians.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to say that we are extremely disappointed, of course, that the DM has not joined us, because he is, after all, the accounting person to the processes and procedures, him together with the minister, as to what is happening in the department. So if we have any questions with regards to accountability, we have to direct those questions to him. So it is rather disappointing, but in the light of our time that we have budget debates soon, so we have no option but to continue and to engage with the material. I do think, Chairperson, that you should word a very strong letter to the department and request them that they don't have any other meetings when we should be engaging in these important matters with them. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thanks, Honorable Christians. So the suggestion is that we continue without any member of the executive. All right. Let's check the DDG, who is going to give the presentation.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, honorable members. My name is Imran Patel.
May I just say, just before that, ma'am, that, you know, I'm sorry that we had to go through this. There are ways that Parliament works in terms of this kind of reports, that these are reports that are presented by the executive to the committee. And you, as the support staff, you speak only when you are spoken to by the minister, to answer some of the questions or to make some of the presentations on his or her behalf. And in their absence, it really leaves a serious problem for us in terms of ownership of this presentation that is going to be given. Because the person who can own up to that presentation becomes a member of the executive. And in his or her absence, the deputy will be there to own up and answer some of these questions that are going to be asked. Just my apologies so that we took you through this. It's nothing of your, it's not because of your mistake. I think you may continue with the presentation. Over to you, acting.
Sorry, Chairperson, Member Bacher's hand has been raised.
Honorable Bacher, you can.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm kind of caught up in between what the other members have suggested. Because I think that the importance of this meeting that we have is that we must have a minister or a deputy minister to do the actual presentation or give an outline of what the presentation is going to be about and what his or her views are. And then we get to a point of engaging on the presentation and what our questions and clarities are. Now, I'm worried, Chairperson, what the status of this meeting would be if we get to a point of finishing the presentation without an accounting officer having done any kind of input onto it. It will be, you know, it's something that is rare. I have not seen it ever since I've been in Parliament for the past 5 years, wherein we don't have a minister or a deputy minister in such a meeting. Now, what I would have suggested, Chairperson, was that we get a sense of whether the DM is going to join us or not. And if it is unlikely that he would be able to join us, then we find a way of saying, what do we then do and decide? Because I'm worried of the status of this meeting in the absence of an accounting officer. That's just my view, Chairperson.
Thanks, Honorable Bacha. Honorable Gideon.
Chairperson, I will conclude with Honorable Bacha. My suggestion was that the administration may contact again with the DM. If the DM is not going to join us, it's already 30 minutes past 10. It's 10:30 already. I want to agree, Chairperson, that then we must postpone this meeting because the accountability is not with the administration in front of the select committee. It's with the executive. And if the executive is not part of this meeting, we can't continue.
DDG, what does the minister say? Have you tried to talk to him and to check what his problems are?
Thanks, Chair.
Been the meeting in 20 minutes. Earlier it was, he's going to join the meeting 2 minutes late.
Thanks, Chair. I have been trying to call his support team because my understanding is Hello? Can am I audible? Hello?
Yes, we are audible, Mr. Patel.
Okay. Hi, thanks. No, I'm saying I've been trying to call the minister's liaison person. I was in discussions with the ministry last night to prepare. So I'm aware that the intent was to attend. I think the message that was shared earlier was that the minister is on a public platform. Because of that, in some ways, it's running over time. So I tried calling, but I'm not able to get through. I suspect that the minister's deputy minister's team, is engaging with others. I can try once again to just get a direct sense when the deputy minister will be able to join us. Thanks, Chair.
Right. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Chairperson. Chairperson, no. It's 10:30 already. At 2:00, we must be in plenary. I don't think we will be able to finish this meeting at 12:30 then. It's already 32 minutes after 10. I will suggest Chairperson to the meeting that this meeting be postponed, and let's get another date where the minister and the department can come before this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Or is that an all right? Yeah, given the issues of time now and other engagement, and that the minute the DM is not in the meeting, the minister is not in the meeting, the DG is not in the meeting, and they cannot get hold of the DM. So my suggestion, from your input here, is that we call this meeting off, because we cannot have a meeting with officials without any member of the, somebody who's an accounting officer that is at a political level. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
I just received a call now. They're saying the DM is joining.
What's the purpose, Chip?
Hello?
My question is still, what is the purpose if the DM is joining the meeting at nearly 25 to 11? Will we be able to really engage on this APP and budget with the minister, with the department and the deputy minister? Because we've got time constraints, Chair.
Okay, let's check. The DDG's hand is up, and then I'll make a ruling on this matter. Yes, DDG.
Thanks, Chair. It was the same communication that Nola Tundo shared, is that when I was speaking to Steve, he said that the deputy minister is joining at this point in time, and so that was my latest. I was hoping to see his name by now.
Honourable members, have got no choice but to call this meeting off, because the DM is not connecting, and we're actually running out of time. We have a meeting at 2:00, so this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye, Baha.
I will meet you at Akasha.
Recording stopped.
Yes, we'll talk.
Stop. So.